Thanks so much for listening to Cranford Radio. And once again, we are doing a member profile for the Cranford Area Chamber of Commerce. And my guest today is Carol Bryan. She is from Farmers Insurance, Carol Bryan Agency. Carol, welcome to Cranford Radio.
Well, thank you, Bernie.
One of the things I like to do is hear a little bit about the person. So why don't we start off before insurance? Tell me a little bit about Carol. Where did you grow up? What did you study in school? Things of that sort.
Well, Bernie, I grew up in Elizabeth, and I attended the Edison Technical and Vocational High School. I actually studied cosmetology, and since it was a technical high school, you know, we went out on work study. Halfway through the cosmetology course, realized that it wasn't for me. I did obtain a job on work study in an office doing some sales work and was trained by, you know, a good group of women. From there, you know, once the work study program was over, I mean, you did have the option of staying there. However, I continued looking for other work. I answered an ad in the paper for a secretarial position at an insurance agency. So I went in, interviewed. For some reason, the interviewee got up from the desk and left the office for, I don't know why, but he left and his phone rang and I answered it. And he came back and said, oh, you know, I said, yeah, your phone was ringing, so I answered it for you. There's someone on hold. So he seemed to be very impressed with that. Called me later in the afternoon and hired me. That was the beginning of my career in the insurance industry. So I stayed with him for probably about 4 or 5 years. Thought I knew everything about insurance. Because he let me run the office, hired, you know, one or two people under me. You know, this is way before computers, so everything was manual, you know, typing it on typewriters and, you know, doing some rating. Eventually, he sold out to a larger insurance firm, which really put me out there in the insurance world and came to realize that I didn't know everything about insurance and there was a lot to know. But fortunately, I was willing. I also realized that I needed to be licensed. So I went to school at night. I had a 2-year-old. I would go to work, study at lunchtime, study in the morning, study at lunchtime, study after work, and then go to school for 4 hours, pick up my son from my sister's house, and go home and read him the insurance manual before he went to bed. He was 2, so he didn't know I was talking about ocean marine coverage or workers' comp. And I've worked my way through that, and I did obtain my license. And I've been in the insurance business ever since. I worked at many brokerage firms, large firms, medium, small. So my experience is pretty vast. My main interest and experience is commercial insurance. I worked for a large firm where we insured large contractors working in New York City and insuring condominiums on the water in Miami, to insuring your small, stores on the main street, mom and pop type shops, So again, my experience is pretty vast. Needless to say, handling contractors in New York City and multi-million dollar condominiums on the water can be very stressful, because when you are, handling big money like that, there's a lot of demand from you, which was good for me because I learned how to provide service, and service is of the utmost importance, when you're in business. I mean, to me it is anyway. And I was getting kind of burned out. An offer came in my email from Farmers Insurance, are you looking to make more money, looking to be your own boss, that sort of thing. So I looked into it. My significant other, we had always been talking about starting a business. And I said, well, there's no other business to start except an insurance business. That's what I know. I'm not going to go into the restaurant business. I'm in the insurance business. Met with Farmers and took off. They gave tremendous help in opening up the agency and, starting you up and giving you support and training. And I've been in business now for 4 years this month, actually.
4 years you've been in business here in Kenilworth on Washington Avenue. What was it about Farmers that was particularly inviting, other than the fact that they happen to be the one to send you an email, but Farmers versus some of the other insurance companies that are out there?
Well, it's interesting you bring that up, and it is also interesting that I did receive emails from other carriers at that time. And I was very surprised at why, after all these years I've been licensed, why now I'm getting these emails. I don't know, but I entertained farmers because they were new to the state. I knew they had, you know, I did some research, of course, and saw that they had been in business. It's 90 years this year, actually. And at the time I started 4 years ago, they had just come to New Jersey, and they'd been here for 3 years. I thought, well, new carrier, you know, new guy in town. I thought that would be a little bit of an edge instead of, you know, the regular carriers that have been around for years and years and years. And also they're offering to help, you know, set up, and the support they provided financially was also, you know, a reason for me to choose Farmers.
I think a lot of folks have probably seen the Farmers Insurance TV ads. Do you find that folks come in as potential customers and are familiar with Farmers, at least from the ads, and that sort of is a good entry point?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I like to do different types of events, street fairs and other networking events, and people always come up to me and say, oh, I love your commercials, and bum-ba-dum-bum-bum. And I like our commercials, too, mainly because they are about insurance. And after all, that is what we do. You know, there's a lot of other commercials out there. Sometimes I think, what are they actually advertising? So ours are real commercials about real claims and, you know, that were paid by farmers.
With an agency like this, what are the main lines of business that you're dealing with as far as insurance?
The main lines that Farmers offers is your personal insurance. So that would be your personal auto, homeowners, umbrella liability, renter's insurance. We provide insurance for your boats, motorcycles, and we also do business insurance. I have other outlets, too, that I can approach if it is not eligible for Farmers. And that would be mainly business types of insurance.
You talked about commercial insurance being sort of your first love. Do you get to do a little bit of that still with what you're doing here?
Yes, what I did was I, you know, just wanted to wrap my head around and build my business based on the main lines of coverage that Farmers offers, like I said, with the personal lines of coverage. And I do now, you know, spend a little more time, you know, talking to people about commercial insurance and soliciting, you know, the business insurance. Farmers does write it. We do, you know, have pretty good rates for certain types of businesses, which would be, you know, your medical offices, beauty salons, barbershops, nail salons, dry cleaners. I mean, we write a pretty vast, you know, variety of businesses. So I am, you know, targeting, and I can, like I said, I can also go outside of Farmers with other types of business. I'm not really going back after the contractors because I know what it's about, and it's not really what I want to do.
When it comes to any small business that's in a community, being involved in the community is a big part of being part of that community. So tell me a little bit about what you do as far as being involved in the community.
I am a Rotary member. I attend the Rotary Club of Kenilworth, and I am enjoying getting involved in that. As a matter of fact, just yesterday, I had the Rotary luncheon here at my office, and we have a dictionary project. They are firm believers in continuing to promote dictionaries to the children so that they are aware of other ways, you know, to get answers to their questions other than just, you know, searching the internet. And I think it's a good idea to, you know, put these dictionaries out to the third graders at the local schools. So, you know, we were here yesterday just preparing, you know, the dictionaries to be delivered to the schools. I'm also involved with the Kenilworth Historical Society. You know, I have a liking for history, and I enjoy being part of the projects that are promoted, you know, to help raise funds to keep the Nitschke House in Kenilworth, which is one of the oldest homes here that I know they work very hard to restore and keep restored. So I support them.
Looking at the months and years ahead, what are some of the goals for you and your agency?
I, of course, would like to, you know, stay here in Kenilworth, which is a town where I didn't grow up, but I raised my son here. And I have, you know, it's close to my heart. I know a lot of people here. I want to continue to grow my agency and insure every home in this town along with their auto insurance and provide. It's not just about, to me, it's not just about insuring at the best price. I sell insurance. So when I meet with a client, I want to review what they have and make suggestions, you know, to help them determine, do they have the right insurance? I mean, you can get a good price. You can, you know, you can pay, you know, as little as you want. But the important thing is knowing that when you do need your insurance, you have the proper insurance so that you don't have to worry if you're going to lose your home, you know, because you were sued, because you hurt somebody in a car accident or somebody slipped and fell on your property. And now because you got a really good rate, you might not have all the proper insurance. So that's what I'm about. You know, my background, as I said, is, you know, is bringing service and, you know, making sure that you understand your insurance and you're buying, you know, what is adequate, you know, for you to protect you and your family. At the same time, looking to save you money. But more so, I like to review the coverage and make suggestions. Sometimes when customers are with a company for a very long time, they go by the wayside and forget to review. I like to do what we call a farmer's friendly review, at least on an annual basis, you know, to keep up with, you know, your changing lifestyles.
Well, we've been doing a Cranford Area Chamber of Commerce member profile, and today we've been talking with Carol Bryan, Farmers Insurance, Carol Bryan Agency. Carol, thanks so much for being part of the show today.
Well, thank you, Bernie. I really appreciate that you took the time out to interview me. Thank you again.